Well, Darrell, a USDA stocks and acreage report out this morning. The acreage numbers, I guess, was what everyone was waiting for. As you look at it, Darrell, you expected corn acres to be down, and I guess that's what we saw here?
Yes, they are down. The average estimate was 87.38 million acres, and we came in at 86.014. We're a little above the lowest end of the range, but on the low end of the range nonetheless, and of course soybean acres higher than average trade expectations this morning.
With that corn number coming in below at least the average of trade expectations, that is what you have to watch for, is it, Darrell?
Well, that's basically it. I mean, as we went along earlier this year, the market was trying to buy acres away from the corn market, get it into the soybean market where supplies were looking to be very inadequate going into the next year. So we did have that happen here now. The rotation has taken place, at least preliminary at this stage. But, of course, we've got another factor coming into play, Ray, and that's the current planting progress in the major Corn Belt area of the United States, particularly on the eastern side of the United States, which has been delayed by excessive rainfall.
So the two factors, smaller corn acres and the weather issues, are pushing this market right now?
Yes, clearly we're going in the direction that we discussed last week, you know, the acres going away from corn and into soybeans and at a more rapid pace maybe than what the trade initially expected. So we can see that in the price structure this morning. Corn was up sharply this morning. It's given back some of those gains now, but it's up on the day and soybeans are down quite sharply.
Yeah, the soybean number on the high end of expectations there, Darrell. Is that going to have a major impact on canola? It is today, but long-term, will this have a major impact on canola?
Well, I feel, Ray, as we discussed previously, that the highs were set there back in February, and a lot of that was financially driven by people that were just, you know, basically investing in the oilseed market here, extended that market, you know, excessively. Cash prices did not keep pace. We had elevators that were no longer wanting to hedge forward inventories, widening out the basis levels quite dramatically. So, you know, I would see here that, you know, we may have a chance to recover a little bit off of today's trade, but it would just appear that the momentum has left this market as we speak.
With that in mind, is it going to be a steep sell-off, Darrell, or are we going to see this thing settle out fairly soon here?
Well, it better settle out right where we are today, Ray, because I'm looking here that we have basically retraced the market back to the lows that we had about a week ago. Looking at the July contract, 568.70 last here. So if we don't hold this, you know, this then looks like potential for a fair sharp run down here. Weather issues will come into play here in terms of planting, but you know, I don't think that we can really talk about a reduced yield in canola at this time of year. Certainly not.
Darrell, I also want to just get your take on the wheat number. It was basically in line with what the trade was expecting in this report for acreage anyway. What does that do, or will it play any factor for our wheat prices right now?
Well, I think, you know, wheat here has kind of been a trailing issue here now as of late here, Ray. So we're going to see, again, you know, how many extra acres we can put in the ground. Clearly, the acreage will be up this year, and I think more importantly, production looks to be up quite sharply internationally. Forecasts are for a recovery of about a 40 million ton increase in world production. It's very much more of a global issue for wheat. So again, the bloom looks like it's come off the wheat market as well.
Darrell, one other item we were talking about just before we started this was the impact this corn number is going to have on the livestock situation. You're already seeing a direct correlation here?
Very much so, particularly in the feeder cattle market, live cattle as well, but particularly feeder cattle. This corn market, of course, is a major input item into feeding out cattle. We haven't relaxed the corn price at all. In fact, we made new highs this morning. We started breaking the feeder cattle some time ago. There were multiple highs set at $1.20 a pound ever since 2004, I believe, four attempts to exceed that number, and every time it failed. Now we're moving the market through 100 on the nearby contract on the April. When the March went off the board, it was below 100. We found that number again. If we settled in today at the low end of the range, which was limit down, then we're within striking distance of the next major target, which would be 96 cents a pound. And then after that, Ray, it's really quite a wide open window to the downside.
So, Darrell, for our cattle producers here, this doesn't look like a very bright picture in the near term anyway.
No, I don't see really how it can be, you know, until we, you know, get this feed grain issue resolved here and start to get a lower cost base in play here with current mandates that are in place in the United States for ethanol production. we do have, you know, a substantive competitive player here that's drawing that stock away from the cattle feeder. So, no, it's certainly not a healthy outlook here at this time, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com/marketminute.